Right now everything is topsy-turvy. One who wanted to become a carpenter has become a doctor. One who wanted to become a doctor has become a carpenter. Everybody is in somebody else's place, hence so much unintelligence. Everybody is doing somebody else's job. Once you start seeing it, you will feel why people are behaving unintelligently. In India, we have been meditating deeply and we have found one word, Swadharma, self-nature. That carries the greatest implication for a future world. Krishna has said, Swadharme Nidhanam Sreya. It is good to die in your own self-nature, following your self-nature. Par dharmo bhaya bhaya. Somebody else's nature is very dangerous. Don't become imitators. Just be yourself. I have heard Bill always wanted to go moose hunting. So he saved up enough money and went to the North Woods. There he was outfitted with necessary equipment and the storekeeper advised him to hire Pierre, the greatest moose caller in the land. It is true, said the storekeeper, that Pierre is expensive, but he has a sexy quality in his call that no moose can resist. How does that work? Asked Bill. Well, said the other, Pierre will spot a moose at 300 yards, then cup his hands and make his first call. When the moose hears that, he will become excited with anticipatory desire and approach to 200 yards. Pierre will then call again, putting a bit more oomph into it. And the moose will skip with eager glee to a distance of 100 yards. This time Pierre really gives his call a sexy delivery, prolonging it a bit, which impels the moose, agitated with carnal intent, to come to a point only 25 yards away from you. And that is the time, my friend, for you to aim and shoot. Suppose I miss, wondered Bill. Ah, that would be terrible, said the other. But why? Asked Bill. Because then poor Pierre gets matted. That has happened to man. Imitating. Man has lost completely his vision of his own reality. The Zen people say, seek out what is your original face. So says Tantra. Tantra says, find out what is your authenticity. Who you are. If you don't know who you are, you will be always in some accident. Always. Your life will be a long series of accidents. And whatsoever happens will never be satisfying. Discontent will be the only taste of your life. You can watch it around. Why so many people look so dull, bored, just somehow passing days, passing tremendously valuable time which they will not be able to recover, and passing with such dullness, only waiting for death as if. What has happened to so many people? Why they don't have the same freshness as the trees? Why man does not have the same song as the birds? What has happened to man? One thing has happened. Man has been imitated. Man has been trying to become somebody else. Nobody is at his own home. Everybody is knocking at somebody else's door. Hence discontent, dullness, boredom, anguish. An intelligent person will try just to be himself, whatsoever the cost. An intelligent person will never copy, will never imitate. He will never parrot. An intelligent person will listen to his own intrinsic call. He will feel his own being and move accordingly. Whatsoever the risk, there is risk. When you copy others, there is less risk. When you don't copy anybody, you are alone. There is risk. But life happens only to those who live dangerously. Life happens only to those who are adventurous, who are courageous, almost daredevils. Only to them life happens. Life does not happen to lukewarm people. An intelligent person trusts himself. His trust is absolute about himself. How can you trust anybody else if you cannot trust even yourself? Intelligence is trust into your own being. Intelligence is adventure, thrill, joy. Intelligence is to live in this moment, not to hanker for the future. Intelligence is not to think of past and not to bother about future. Past is no more, future is not yet. Intelligence is to make the uttermost use of the present moment that is available. The future will come out of it. If this moment has been lived in delight and joy, the next moment is going to be born out of it. It will bring more joy, naturally. But there is no need to bother about it. If my today has been golden, my tomorrow will be even more golden. From where it will come? It will grow out of today. If my this life has been a benediction, my next life will be a higher benediction. From where it can come? It will grow out of me, out of my lived experience. So an intelligent person is not concerned about heaven and hell, is not concerned about afterlife, is not concerned even about God, is not concerned even about soul. An intelligent person simply lives intelligently. And God and soul and heaven and nirvana, they all follow naturally. You live in belief. Belief is unintelligent. Live through knowing. Knowing is intelligence. Intelligence is meditation. Unintelligent people also meditate, but certainly they meditate in an unintelligent way. They think that you have to go to the church every Sunday and for 1 hour. That is given to religion. This is an unintelligent way to be related to religion. What church has to do with it? Your real life is in 6 days. Sunday is not your real day. You will live non-religiously 6 days. And just for 1 hour or 2 hours you go to the church, whom you are trying to deceive God, that you are a church goer. Or if you try a little hard, then every day, 20 minute morning, 20 evening, you do transcendental meditation. You sit with closed eyes and you repeat in a very stupid way a mantra, Om, 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 which dulls the mind even more. To repeat a mantra mechanically takes your intelligence away, it does not give you intelligence. It is like a lullaby. The mothers have known down the centuries, whenever a child is restless and does not want to go to sleep, the mother comes and sings a lullaby. The child feels bored. And the child cannot escape where to go. The mother is holding him on the bed. So the only way to escape is in sleep. So he goes to sleep. He simply surrenders. He says it is foolish to be awake now because she is doing such a boring thing. Just a single line she goes on repeating. There are stories mothers tell, grandmothers tell to children when they don't go to sleep. If you have looked into these stories, you will find a certain pattern of constant repetition. Just the other day I was reading a story. A grandmother is telling to a small child who does not want to go to sleep because he does not feel like sleeping right now. His intelligence says that he is perfectly awake, but the grandmother is forcing him. She has other things to do. The child is not important. Children are very much puzzled. Things look very absurd. When they want to sleep in the morning, everybody wants to pull them up. When they don't want to go to sleep, everybody is forcing them to sleep. They become very puzzled. What is the matter with these people? When sleep comes, good. That is intelligence. When it is not coming, it is perfectly good to be awake. So this old mother is telling a story. First the child remains interested, but by and by, any intelligent child will feel bored. Only a stupid child will not feel bored. The story is, a man went to sleep and dreamt that he is standing before a great palace. And in the palace there are 1001 rooms. So he goes from one room to another, 1000 rooms, and then he reaches to the last room, and there is a beautiful bed. So he falls on the bed, falls asleep, and dreams that he is standing on a door of a big palace which has 1001 rooms. So he goes 1000 rooms, then he reaches the 1001st room. Again there is a beautiful bed, so he goes to sleep and dreams that he is standing before a palace. This way it goes. Now how long the child can remain alert? Just out of sheer boredom the child falls asleep. He is saying, now be finished. A mantra does the same. You repeat Ram, Ram, Om, Om, Allah, Allah, or anything. You go on repeating, you go on repeating. Now you are doing two jobs, the grandmother's and the child's both. Your intelligence is like the child, and your learning of the mantra is like the grandmother's. The child tries to stop you, gets interested into other things, thinks of beautiful things, beautiful women, beautiful scenes, but you catch hold of him red-handed and bring him again to Om, Om, Om. By and by, your inner child feels it is futile to struggle. The inner child goes to sleep. Yes, mantra can give you a certain sleep. It is a auto-hypnotic sleep. Nothing wrong if sleep is difficult to you. If you suffer from insomnia, it is good. But it has nothing to do with spirituality. It is a very unintelligent way to meditate. Then what is the intelligent way to meditate? Intelligent way is to bring intelligence into everything that you do. Walking, walk intelligently with awareness. Eating, eat intelligently with awareness. Do you remember ever eating intelligently? ever thinking what you are eating? Is it nutritious? Has it any nourishment value? Or you are just stuffing without any nourishment? Have you ever watched what you do? You go on smoking, then intelligence is needed. What you are doing? Just taking smoke in and throwing it out, and meanwhile destroying your lungs. And what you are really doing? Wasting money, wasting health. Bring intelligence while you are smoking, while you are eating. Bring intelligence when you go and make love to your woman or to your man. What are you doing? Have you really any love? Sometimes you make love out of habit, then it is ugly, then it is immoral. Love has to be very conscious, only then it becomes prayer. While making love to your woman, what exactly you are doing? Using the woman's body just to throw some energy that has become too much to you? Or you are paying respect, you are loving to the woman, you have some reverence for the woman? I don't see. Husbands don't respect their wives, they use. Wives use their husbands, they don't respect. If out of love reverence does not arise, then somewhere intelligence is missing. Otherwise you will feel tremendously grateful to the other, and your love making will become a great meditation. Intelligence has to spread all over your life. It is not a Sunday thing, and you cannot do it for 20 minutes and then forget about it. Intelligence has to be just like breathing. Whatsoever you are doing, small, big, whatsoever, cleaning the floor, and it can be done intelligently or unintelligently. And you know, when you do it unintelligently, there is no joy. You are doing a duty, carrying it somehow. I have heard an illustration of how love can be reduced to duty and destroyed. In a church school class of ninth grade girls, it happened. The class was studying Christian love and what it might mean to them and their lives. They finally decided that Christian love means doing something lovable for someone you did not like. Children are very intelligent. Their conclusion is perfectly right. Listen to it again. They finally decided that Christian love meant doing something lovable for someone you did not like. The teacher suggested that during the week they might test out their concept. When they returned the following week, the teacher asked for reports. One girl raised her hand and said, "I have done something." The teacher replied, "Marvelous. What did you do?" Well, the girl said, "In my math class at school, there is this glunky kid." The teacher said, "Glunky?" And the girl replied, "Yes, you know glunky. She has got four heads, and she has all thumbs, and she has got three left feet. And when she comes down the hall in school, everyone says, 'Here comes that glunky kid again.' She does not have any friends, and nobody asks her for parties, and you know, she is just glunky." The teacher said, "I think I know just what you mean. What did you do?" "Glunky kid is in my math class and she is having a tough time. I am pretty good in math, so I offered to help her with homework." "Wonderful," said the teacher. "So what happened?" "Well, I did help her and it was fun, and she just could not thank me enough, but now I can't get rid of her. If you are doing something just like a duty, you don't love it, and you are doing just as a duty, sooner or later you will be caught into it, and you will be at a difficulty how to get rid of it. Just watch in your 24 hours day how many things you are doing just from them. You don't drive any pleasures, you don't grow out of them, in fact you want to get rid of them. If you are doing too many things in your life which really you want to get rid of, you are living unintelligently. A intelligent person will make his life in such a way it will have a poetry of spontaneity, of love, of joy. It is your life. And if you are not kind enough to yourself, who is going to be kind enough to you? If you are wasting it, it is nobody else's responsibility. I teach you to be responsible towards yourself. That is your first responsibility. Everything else comes next. Everything else, even God, comes next. Because He can come only when you are. You are the very center of your world, of your existence. So be intelligent. Bring the quality of intelligence. And the more you become intelligent, the more capable you will become of bringing more intelligence in your life. Each single moment can become so luminous with intelligence, then there is no need for any religion, no need to meditate, no need to go to the church, no need to go to any temple, no need for anything extra. Life in its intrinsicness is intelligent. You just live totally, harmoniously in awareness. And everything follows beautifully. A life of celebration follows the luminousness of intelligence.